Yes, I like to wish everyone a good Gabenchia year, Simcha, Tzlach, and Briyut. And no Tzavos, no Yisurin. So the Divrei Torah should be Zechus Neshama Rabbi Melvin Berg. It should be Zechus Neshama Rabbi Melvin Berg, B-U-R-G. He was a Rav in Flatbush, Brooklyn. So we say Kol Nidre at the beginning of Yom Kippur. So as far as Emma says, why do you say Kol Nidre? Because Kol Nidre, we matter you. You take a vow. We permit you to override that vow, because we say if you would have known about this, you would never have taken the vow. Like you didn't know about all the situations, or you know if you would have known about it, then you would never take the vow. Almost like saying like that you weren't looking, you didn't have full mind. You didn't have a full mind when you took the vow. If you would have known, you know, then you wouldn't have taken the vow. So Zaktus Vasemis, that's why on Yom Kippur we say Kol Nidre. Because we're telling Hashem, in the Gemara, I think it's the Gemara, says, when does a Jew sin? When a Ruach Shtus, when a foolish spirit go into them. We're telling a Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like we permit the vow, because the person did not think clearly, he or she would have thought clearly, it would never have taken the vow. Same to Hashem, just like we override the vow, we're telling to override the Aveiros also, because they weren't thinking clearly when they sinned. Then it says, Be'etzem Ayom Azeh, by Avraham Avinu, where he took the Bris Milah. And also it says, Be'etzem Ayom Azeh, and Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that. So as far as Emma says, why by both? Because there's Kedusha in Bris Milah, and there's Kedusha in Yom Kippur. Meaning that the essence of the day is just pure Kaddish. The Be'etzem Ayom Azeh, this essence, this day itself is Kaddish. I mean, it's in the essence, it removes the Shmutz. The essence, just like Bris Milah, removes the Ola. So Yom Kippur, I think this Fast Time said, Be'etzem, you remove the Shmutz also on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Elias, who's a rabbi in Muncie, New York, just added on, he said, if you look in the Parsha, Avraham Avinu was trying to remove the Ola, you know, the skin that you know, you have to do to get the Bris Milah. I was doing it, but he couldn't get past part of some item. And the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Hashem helped him out. So Rabbi Elias said that's the same thing with Yom Kippur. If you take the first step, just the first one or two steps to do tshuva, to repent, to ask Hashem, please forgive me, give me a good year, you just take one or two steps to do that, that's why Be'etzem Ayom is asked. Hashem saying, yes, I will do it for you. Then it says, Rav Yanki Rubin says this, Rav Yanki Rubin, he's from Florida. He says, why when Yom Kippur ends, you know, and we daven Maariv, Motzei Yom Kippur, we didn't eat yet, we're not wearing leather shoes. Why do we say Bruch Shenko Machzolam Ven and Kriyashma quietly? We're still angels, we're still Malachim, we didn't eat, we didn't do anything. Zuck Rav Yanki Rubin, because there might be one or two Jews, who start thinking about food. And they lowered the whole madriga of the Bnei Yisrael. They lowered the whole madriga of the congregation. And as you have this, you know, you might have one or two yidden in every congregation. But again, we can't blame them. They're hungry and thirsty. But they lower us back to the level of a human being. And that's why we don't say Baruch Shem Kvod Machzor Ven anymore out loud like a malach. We're back to human beings. The poskim, that's just halacha. Poskim say, you know, you have to wear non-leather shoes that are not made out of leather. But let's say the whole shoe is not made out of leather, no leather on the shoe, except there's a little design on the shoe made out of leather. Just a design made out of leather on the shoe, you cannot wear it on Yom Kippur then. You cannot wear it on Yom Kippur even if there's a small design made out of leather. I'd like to wish everyone a good Gabenchia. Oh, one more word. How Moshe Shechter from Skokie Yeshiva said a beautiful word also. I think on Yom Kippur, the Kohen or the Kohen Gadol goes into the mikvah five times, and he washes his hands and feet 10 times. So Moshe Shechter said we daven five davenings, five Shmona Esrei on Yom Kippur. Maariv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah. When we daven, we're like going into the mikvah. We're like the Kohen. And there's 10 times he do achetz. That's connected to 10 times that the Kohen washes his hands and his feet. Again, on Yom Kippur, I believe how Moshe Shechter from Skokie Yeshiva in Chicago says, I mean, it may, he didn't say that right, but it obviously it's in there, were all Kohanim. And the Yom Kippur were all Kohanim. We reached an incredible high level. And we should realize how big a high level we are. We're Kohanim. Have a Gevaldik Yom Tov. I'm going to call you later tonight, hopefully, with Azinu, Sukkot, and maybe even Bereshis. Have a good, meaningful fast.